And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 19th of May, 2017. It's the birthday of Johns Hopkins, born on a tobacco plantation in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, 1795, earned his fortune in the dry goods business, also bottled moonshine, earned a great fortune, and left his money to found the Johns Hopkins University and the Johns Hopkins Hospital. It's the birthday of Malcolm X, born Malcolm Little in Omaha, 1925. When he was 4 years old, living in East Lansing, white supremacists set fire to the family's home. East Lansing police and firefighters, all of them white, came to the house, but they stood by and watched it burn. When he was 6, his father was murdered. Police declared the death a suicide, which invalidated the family's life insurance. The boy's mother never recovered from the murder, went into a mental institution when he was 12. When he was 14, he told his high school teacher he wanted to be a lawyer. The teacher told him to be realistic and think about becoming a carpenter, and the boy dropped out of school the following year. He was arrested for larceny, 1946, went to prison. An older inmate encouraged him to use his time to educate himself, so he started reading books from the prison library. To improve his vocabulary, he copied out an entire dictionary, word for word, and he began a correspondence with Elijah Muhammad, the founder of the Nation of Islam, and became one of their most prominent organizers. He took the surname X to symbolize his lost African heritage. In 1964, Malcolm X broke with the Nation of Islam when he learned that his mentor was having multiple affairs contradicting his own teachings. Malcolm made the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia, where for the first time he related to people of all races, came back to America with a new message, dictated his life story to the writer Alex Haley. The book, The Autobiography of Malcolm X, came out the next year, shortly after Malcolm X was assassinated while speaking at a rally in Manhattan. He was 39 years old. And it's the birthday of the playwright Lorraine Hansberry, born Chicago, 1930, author of the play A Raisin in the Sun, opened on Broadway in 1959. It was a big success. First Broadway play to be written by a black woman, and for most of the audience, it was the first time they'd seen the life of a normal black family portrayed on stage or in movies. Here's a poem for today by Thomas Lux, Ode to the Joyful Ones, with a quote from an Anglican prayer, Shield your joyful ones. That they walk, even stumble among us, is reason to praise them or protect them. Even the sound of a lead slug dropped on a lead plate, even that for them is music. Because they bring laughter's brief amnesia, because they stand talking, taking pleasure in others, with their hands on the shoulders of strangers and the shoulders of each other. Because you don't have to tell them to walk toward the light. Because if there are 2 pork chops, they will serve you the better one. Because they will give you the crutch off their backs. Because when there are 2 of them together, their shining fills the room. Because you don't have to tell them to walk toward the light. Ode to the Joyful Ones by Thomas Lux from To the Left of Time, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.